from Pennyworth. We need more information on this. So while you were being chauffeur driven in this morning, we decided to get more information on this. So we spoke to the Mansfield Town Chief Executive, David Sharp, who I've known for many years following his time at Wigan with Dave Whelan, etc. But anyway, David's in charge at Mansfield these days. And I said, yeah, OK, what about this home match against Walsall? You're moving the kickoff time to 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Is that right? Yes, it is. So I put it to David, how did you come to the decision, and is it a trial basis?
Yeah, very much a trial basis, Jim. It's one game, and you have to factor in plenty of things. So it's the team you're playing, how far they've got to travel. And we've chosen a game, Walsall, where it's not too far away, maybe an hour or so. So it shouldn't affect the away attendance. The team doesn't have to travel overnight, so they haven't got that expense of 3,000 to 4,000, which teams do when they have to stay overnight. So we have to factor in many things. I looked at attendances across the years at Mansfield when we have kicked off earlier at 1 o'clock or 12:15. 12:15, for instance, last season we had an FA Cup game and it was our third highest attendance of the season. So we factored in many things, but ultimately it's what we don't want to do is season ticket holders buy a season ticket on the basis they expect Saturday games to kick off at 3 o'clock. So that's why we're using it as a one-game trial. We know it will save us a vast amount of money. There's no secret in that. Obviously, the government have stepped in and supported businesses and households, but it's still a massive cost year on year from October 2021 to this October. It'll be more than double. So it's just prudent for not just football clubs. I'm sure every business up and down the country, how big or how small, we'll be looking at ways they can save on energy this winter. For one game, we'll see how it goes. We'll see the effects of the attendance and sales, and not just ticket sales, beer sales, what may be, and take it from there. But I'd imagine more clubs will follow. We're very fortunate to have owners that provide significant investment every year, and we could kick off at 3 o'clock every game. There wouldn't be an argument about it. The floodlight cost, and it's not just the floodlights, it's car parking lighting, it's the heating within the stadium when it's a later game, there's plenty of things to factor in, so it's not purely floodlights. We've also looked at the heat lamps that clubs will have to grow the grass. We've got a few of them. It's something that we may not be using this winter because of just the cost will just spiral out of control. So it's only prudent, and listen, we've not moved 4, 5, 6 games for it. Because the reaction from the supporters, as I've seen at the moment on social media and the forums, etc., they want to stick to 3 o'clock. So it's something that we'll see how the one game goes and take it from there.
I know there's an EFL meeting this week, David. Will more clubs follow suit, do you think? I mean, the clubs are talking all the time. What are they saying?
Yeah, there's a lot to weigh up, and I think clubs will give it a go. I mean, there's earlier kickoffs all the time. There's Harrogate are kicking off at 1 o'clock this weekend against Bradford, probably for police reasons. So there's earlier kickoffs all the time, and I think you, at the end of the day, each club knows their own set of supporters, each club knows their own costs. Certain clubs with not so sort of big fan bases that might only have 500 or 1,000 season ticket holders, whatever, might look at it and think, well, 1 o'clock would suit us. Other clubs with a much bigger fan base might not suit. So there's a lot to factor in, and we'll have that obviously discussion on Thursday at the EFL meeting. But there's various different opinions, and nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's what suits each club, I suppose.
That was David Sharp earlier on.
I think that's right. I think, listen.
All right, so you've